From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting from Washington. Indian police said Friday they've detained five officials of IVRCL, the construction company that was building the bridge that collapsed Thursday in Calcutta, killing at least 23 people and injuring 80 more. Earlier Friday, police said they've opened a case of culpable homicide against the construction firm. Seetha Pedapathy is IVRCL's chief lawyer.
IVRCL and its concerned staff will cooperate with the investigation. We will give the maximum support what we have to give. We are anxious to know why it happened as well. We want to know the reason why it happened.
Witnesses reported seeing vehicles and people under the bridge when it came down. The bridge had been under construction for at least 9 years. Uganda's Supreme Court has upheld the re-election of President Yoweri Museveni in the February 18th national poll. The court rejected a petition brought by former prime minister and presidential candidate Amama Mbabazi, who had asked the court to nullify the results on the grounds that the Electoral Commission did not adhere to the country's laws. The court noted that while there were some irregularities, they did not affect the final results of the election. Uganda's Minister of Information and National Guidance has said it's up to Museveni and the opposition to heal and reunite the country now that the court has spoken. Hans-Dietrich Genscher, a long-serving German diplomat at the forefront of the struggle to reunite East and West Germany, has died at the age of 89. Genscher served as foreign minister of West Germany and later the unified Germany for a record-setting 18 years, ending in 1992. He's credited with negotiating Germany's reunification and the withdrawal of Soviet troops in 1990. This is VOA. U.S. President Barack Obama will speak Friday at the end of the second and final day of the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington, attended by world leaders. Obama hosted a dinner Thursday night for the 50 world leaders attending the summit that is keenly focused on the simmering threat of North Korea's developing and using nuclear weapons. Pyongyang's latest provocation came Friday when South Korean media said North Korea has fired a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan, raising tension among Pyongyang, Seoul, and South Korea's Western allies. Before the launch, President Obama met Thursday with leaders of South Korea and Japan about a united effort to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
We've directed our teams to work diligently in the coming weeks and months to elaborate additional steps that we can take collectively in order to ensure that we have a denuclearized Korean Peninsula and that we can restore a sense of stability and peace to the region.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said that North Korea's nuclear capability is a threat to the region and the global community. The U.S. and other world powers are also experiencing a heightened sense of urgency in securing nuclear material and sites to keep them from terrorists following the March 22nd attacks in Brussels. The European Union and Greece will begin sending migrants from the Greek Isles to Turkey on Monday. The deportation plan, which includes Syrians, is part of a deal reached 2 weeks ago between the Turkish government and the EU. The agreement seeks to ease Europe's migrant crisis, but human rights advocates and leftists in Europe have protested the deal, saying it arises from xenophobia. As part of the arrangement, Turkey gets more than $3 billion in aid, among other considerations. Also in Europe, French justice ministers expect the top suspect in the November terrorist attack in Paris will be extradited from Belgium to France within 10 days. Salah Abdeslam has been jailed in Belgium since his arrest on March 18th. Abdeslam's lawyer said his client wants to cooperate with French authorities. In a case which has generated international interest as a test of press freedom, the trial of two Turkish journalists has resumed. The two defendants are facing charges of espionage and aiding a terrorist organization for their reporting that alleges the government was smuggling arms into Syria. They could get sentences of life in prison if found guilty. Protesters have gathered at the courthouse in Istanbul chanting "Free press, free society." I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.